Today's guest needs no introduction because I don't have one. She's the Senior Vice President Residential Lending Manager at American Riviera Bank, Lori Murray. Welcome to Radio Real Estate, Lori Murray.
Thanks, Mark, for having me. I can give a brief introduction. I have been in mortgage lending since a very long time, since the early 90s, coming out of UCSB, started off with a local savings and loan that was taken over by the RTC way back in the day, and continuing to work for a few different lenders, both mortgage bankers as well as banks. I started the real estate lending department for American Riviera Bank in 2012, and we've just been growing it ever since.
Wow.
Growing the bank.
Oh, it's 14 years. That's pretty good. And also, you have two first names.
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't really think about it that way, but yes. I have a first name. Last name, yes.
Yeah, of course, Murray not being a woman's name, but that's from a joke from a man named Stanley Gilbert, who was a character in a play called Cafe Crown, and it was played by Alan Alda. And my mom was in this Broadway play, and that was the joke in the play. Stanley Gilbert had two first names, so every once in a while I get to tell that joke. So you've been there. Okay, so you started it in 2012, the lending department. Now, my understanding, American Riviera Bank, it's called a community bank. And the question is, how does it differ from all other banks, which sounds like a Passover question. But community, is it a commune? Is it a bunch of hippies on the board of directors? What is a community bank?
Wow. We may have had a few back in the day. A community bank is definitely a bank that focuses on the community, where you provide service to our general, what we call our service area. And our focus is, again, using our customers' money and lending that back out into the community. We were started back in 2006 by 400 local shareholders. We are publicly traded, but many of our original shareholders still own bank stock. Also, a community bank may differ from a national bank in that we're generally smaller. Decisions are made locally. We service a specific area. For our bank, we service basically the tri-counties, kind of Ventura, Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo County, up into Monterey County.
Just by chance, I happen to know that one of my sponsors, Action Roofing, banks with you. They were banking with someone else, and a few years ago they switched over to you, and I spoke to Sharon Fritz. I don't know, you probably don't deal with that end of the business.
I do know Action Roofing for sure.
Yeah.
We definitely know our customers and try to obviously provide local personal service. We know our customers' businesses. We know what they do, and we try to gear our service towards making our businesses successful. Making their businesses successful.
Well, Sharon Fritz, she's been running the office for Action Roofing. I just texted her and told her you're going to be on. She goes, "Oh, I'm a really big fan," and I was going to actually have her call in, but it just sounded a little too hokey. But she wanted to do it. She wanted to call in. So you got a big fan at Action Roofing, and so community bank. So you become you handle business accounts for local businesses, and but you do everything else every other bank has. And obviously, you're part of the lending institutions. Do you have to be a member or part of the bank to borrow money for car loans or home loans?
We generally serve our community. So we encourage anyone to apply for loans with us. And ideally, they'll love our service and they'll become customers of the bank. Customers are first with us. We pride ourselves in our service and going above and beyond to do what we can to make our customers feel important, feel happy, feel like they have attention, feel like when they walk into the branch, people know them. We definitely follow up with our customers on a regular basis, especially if they have a loan with us. You know, if anything needs anything relating to servicing, we call them. happy to pick up the phone and talk to our clients.
It's nice to have, you know, a personal service. And my guest today, and we will get into, but I still want to get a little more information about overall American Riviera Bank as a community bank. But my guest, Lori Murray, Senior Vice President, Residential Lending Manager, will talk a little bit about loans and what's happening and Fed rates and all that good stuff. But just as you were talking, and I was thinking when I asked you the question about you have to be a member, it kind of like it made me think of Costco. And I'm a member of Costco, and guess what? You can't walk in without a Costco card. You can't buy their $2 hot dogs or whatever it costs. You can't go get food anymore without a Costco membership. So I wonder if it's probably against the FDIC for you to charge people to become a member of a bank. Probably wouldn't work out, but you could be like Costco. I did go to your website. And I saw two articles, investment scams are on the rise. That's from May 2024. And then also how AI is transforming business in the Central Coast from April. So your website is focusing, as you said, on local issues.
We do. We focus on issues that affect our customers and our businesses. Decisions are made locally, and we just try to keep everybody as informed as possible as far as what's going on out there. Fraud has definitely been on the rise, and we are very active in trying to help our clients prevent fraud at every level, whether it's on the loan side, deposit side, business side, mobile deposit side, however we can.
You know, one of the things I saw on your website was, you know, business banking, which I understand, personal banking, but it also listed commercial banking. So why is there a distinction between business and commercial?
Commercial banking is what we do, different types of commercial banking, in that we do obviously just small business lending, where we lend to small business, C&I type industry, as well as we have our commercial lending group handles more construction loans, commercial real estate loans, larger commercial type deals. Whereas business banking is more geared towards the deposit side, and then commercial lending is definitely more geared to the lending side.
Okay. My guest today is Lori Murray, Senior Vice President, Residential Lending Manager at American Riviera Bank. So let's kind of segue over to loans. You know, people are, you know, mortgage loans, things of interest rates have jumped up. And what do you see? My question is, what do you see in the mortgage market? But I was going to ask you first, you mentioned it's a local bank, you know, when you walk in at local decisions, how does that work with money that you lend out process wise?
Yeah, it works out real nice just be able to take an application in and know right away what we're going to be able to do with that application, whether it's a loan that we decide to keep in our portfolio, whether it's a loan that different types of programs, it could be an FHA loan, VA loan, it depends on what the borrower is looking for. And we can then decide pretty quickly which avenue is going to be the best financially for our customers. And we really can provide that service for people because we do have the ability to put loans in our portfolio as well as loans that you would get out kind of in the general mortgage market.
Gotcha. So what do you see, you know, that people are, we had such low interest rates for such a long time. Sure, you did a lot of refinancing. Now they've creeped up. They're still, one could say, at historic lows. What is going on with the mortgage market now?
Yeah. So Mark, when I got into lending and I was making that decision, did I want to get into, I actually worked with Merlin over at Town and Country Real Estate. I did an internship there when I was at college. When you're talking about Merlin.
Oh,
so
wow.
I know, a long time ago, but I decided back then whether it's to do real estate or lending. And I chose lending because I felt like people always needed money. And so people always do need money. There's always a situation where they need money to improve their property. They need money to help a family member. So there's always that need to obtain a loan. We definitely, obviously, were extremely busy during the refinance boom. Things have leveled out, and most of our business now is purchase money. But we still do home equity lines of credit, home equity loans. We still have, people still do need cash for investments and other things that they may need. So we have that offering as well here locally and throughout the Tri-Counties.
And could you distinguish on two different loans? Although when you decided to go into lending, I know you're credited with giving the line to Tom Cruise, "Show me the money," from that movie. So that's a feather in your cap. But yeah, when you got into money, when you mentioned the home equity loans, draw the distinction between someone who gets that versus just taking a second out on their house.
That is basically a second. So because, as you said, the rates were so low during that period of time, when during the refinance boom, people have really great rates on their first mortgages. So if somebody needs money to build an ADU or whatever, we're looking at doing either a home equity line of credit or a home equity loan so that they don't have to refinance their first mortgage that's at that very low rate. But we do look at it. We do look at what their rate is. We do look at what a blended rate might be. So we look at a number of different scenarios to make sure that we're getting somebody into the right product.
Right. I guess depending on, you know, if they knew, for example, that within 3 to 5 years they're going to come into some money, be able to pay off that second, then they might leave their first alone. But like, I like your term blended. That makes sense if they want to go long term. With the rates where they are now, what kind of mix do you see? People getting fixed rates or adjustable rate mortgages?
It varies kind of on we're seeing definitely a lot more interest in adjustable rates because the rates are lower than the fixed rates. So we are definitely seeing a lot more interest these days in our adjustable rate programs. The bank offers a loan fixed for 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, and then becomes adjustable after that. And we are seeing a lot of that demand, particularly in the 7 year currently. There is the belief that rates will come down. So people would rather take advantage of a lower rate to get in and then potentially refinance that in when rates do come back down again.
There's the million-dollar question. What will rates do? My guest, Lori Murray, working as the Vice President Residential Lending Manager, American Riviera Bank. I don't know if you attended UCSB Economic Forecast or read about it, but Peter Rupert was insisting that the Fed rate won't drop. And will that need to happen in order for mortgage rates to drop?
I think, well, we probably won't see the Fed funds rate drop much. You know, there was at the beginning of the year, people thought there would be 6 cuts, then it was 3 cuts. And now I think we're all just hoping for 1 rate cut before the end of the year. But I do think a lot, as with everything, as supply and demand. So I think if we can start seeing a bit of an adjustment, I think we'll see a little compression in rates as we move forward. But ideally, if we could have if we could see 1 rate cut by the end of the year, I think that would make us all very happy.
Right. It's it's anyone's guess. But like we said, you know, interest rates now, they've been kind of stable and maybe dropped a tad and still at historic lows. Everyone loves telling the stories about how they had an 18% loan back in the 80s. So still relatively inexpensive money. And then you get into obviously the higher the interest rate, the more money you have to show. How have qualifications changed, if any? Have they tightened?
Yeah, so it's The only thing that's changed as far as qualifications is it definitely has affected the amount that people can qualify for. As rates go up, it definitely affects how much they can borrow. So we are seeing that, especially on the first time buyer market and move up buyers. But qualifying in general hasn't changed much. I mean, it still is pretty, there are a lot of loans and a lot of different loan programs out there that address every type of need, whether it be, a conventional loan or a FHA loan or some sort of a first time buyer loan. So the rates don't help first time buyers and don't help move up buyers as far as qualifying and buying power, but being able to qualify for a loan as far as it hasn't changed much as far as what we're asking for documentation wise. It's not, we're not in a period of time where there's this big credit crunch that it's harder to get a loan other than it's costing more.
Right. Right. Well, of course, thankfully gone are the days when there were just no doc loans where people, you just had to put a mirror under their nose and make sure they were breathing and they got the loan. So thankfully things have gotten a little more back to normal, but I guess you probably have some types of loans for independent contractors, business people, self-employed people.
Yeah, we have our portfolio loans that we keep in-house at the bank. We are definitely more flexible. Again, we're a local community bank. We're trying to serve the needs of our community. And we do recognize a large self-employed group in our service area. So we do have programs available where we try to assist with qualifying with that type of a borrower, especially a retired borrower that might not show that much income, but that has assets. So we do have a pretty aggressive asset depletion model that we use to help people get into homes. And then there's also, for the investor and the investment property, we do look at properties on a cash flow basis and have products for that as well. So there's a lot of different products available depending on what people have. And all that, obviously, it's, kind of risk-based pricing, right? So if you're the riskier the loan, then maybe you're going to most likely the higher the rate.
Right. And just so people, might not be familiar with the term portfolio loan, that's a loan that you make that you don't sell on a secondary market. So it's kind of your money, so you can make up your own rules.
Correct.
And so if you have a business that maybe does business banking there, the example earlier, Action Roofing, maybe an employee there or the owner or someone comes in and they need something, you can kind of comes back to that handshake of a local bank and taking care of local people. My guest, Lori Murray, Senior Vice President, Residential Lending Manager, American Riviera Bank. She's been there since 2012. The bank started in 2006, currently a publicly traded company. I know you've got two locations, Kyrie Island, Goleta, and then downtown, the corner of Anacapa and
Anacapa, Figueroa. And we also have a location in Montecito, Santa Maria, San Luis Obispo, Paso Robles, and soon to be Atascadero. Our newest branch is opening mid-June.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Very interesting. Well, if anyone has any questions about loans or business opportunities, management at American Riviera Bank, what number should they call?
They can call 805-335-8150. We'll get them into our residential lending department, and they're always welcome to call me direct at 805-730-4987.
Okay, so 805-335-8150 is the main line. And yep. Your direct line, 805-730-4987. Well, Lori Murray with two first names, you did a good job. Thank you for joining me. Thanks for working on Memorial Day. You're the only banker in North America who's working today. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you to all of our veterans, and thank you for all of their service and all that they have contributed to make our country as great as it is.
I'll salute to that. Next segment, I'm going to read a little bit something and talk about Memorial Day and Veterans Day as well. And so appreciate your time, Lori Murray, American Riviera Bank. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me today, Mark. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye for now. Okay. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a break. Come back with a sale I saw in Carpinteria. Boy, it sold way over asking. A couple of sales in the upper and lower village that closed pretty much on the same day. And a little something on Memorial Day, of course. And who knows? Maybe something else. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.